Pesachim, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ein choshishin shema gera chuldo mi bayis lebayis mi makom lemakom. We're not choshish that maybe a rat dragged from one house to another house. Mi makom lemakom within one house. Let's say somebody was bodek in a certain corner of the house and then he left it. We're not choshish that maybe this mole, this rat, dragged chametz into the place that he already searched. Dimkain, because if it's so, mechatzel lechatzel mi ear liir, maybe we should be concerned that maybe from another chatzer, maybe whether he owns it or somebody else owns it that was already checked, and then it was dragged into that chatzer, mi ear liir. In a city that was checked, maybe it came from another city and dragged chametz into the city that was already checked. Ein lo davar sof, then there's going to be no end. And since it's impossible for everybody to check, all klal yisrael to check at the same time, therefore, obviously, it's not a concern. But what would be if people could check? It wasn't such a problem. Sounds like it would be a problem, and one wouldn't have to do bedikas chametz. So the Pnei Yeshua actually says that the nature of bedikas chametz, the Chazal instituted, is more machmir than in other cases of being mevayer and clarifying something that's a safek. Because we know that when you have a sveik sveika, it's mutter. Here you have a sveik sveika. Maybe a rat brought chametz to a certain place, and even if the rat brought chametz, maybe the rat ate that chametz. So usually by sveik sveika we're makel. Here you see that the whole institution of bedikas chametz is even on a sveik sveika. And the only reason that they were makel is because ein ladavar sof. Without ein ladavar sof, they'd be machmer. Therefore, if you knew that a rat actually brought chametz to a certain area, now you only have a safik. Maybe it's there, maybe the rat ate it. So there you would then have to do bedikas chametz. Now it's interesting, the Mishnah uses a lashon of chulda. In the Torah, by the Shmona Shratzim, it says cholod, ha-cholod. So Tesiyanta brings, you have this by Rechelim and Rechelis. The Torah speaks in one language, and the Chum speak in a different language. Lashon Torah la'atzman, lashon Chum la'atzman, as the Gemara says in Chulin.